it is useful in many scenarios to have a very precise memory. You know, if you are a radiologist and you are trying to determine whether there is something wrong in this scan, then you will need a very precise memory of exactly what kinds of differences you're looking for, and you need a precise ability to spot those differences in that scan. The question is, to what extent is that precision that the radiologist needs determined by fluid intelligence? What we would argue is that it's determined more by years of experience and practice. And we know from other research that the more practice and experience a person has in a given domain, the more precise they will become. So radiologists are able to spot much more subtle details in a scan than a naive observer. Bird experts can see much more subtle differences between one species and another species of bird than a naive observer can. And Japanese characters are easier to see the difference if you are a reader of Japanese. Mm-hmm. This is all based on experience rather than on a native ability which a person is sort of born with. I think that it may be the case that the number of things a person can remember is somewhat less flexible or changeable due to experience, whereas precision of perception and memory is very labile and shows plasticity of learning. So my pet hypothesis here about why we don't get the correlation is that precision may be determined by whatever experience and learning each individual has had throughout their lives. Some people just become more precise at representing the particular kinds of visual figures that have been presented in these experiments. Mm-hmm. But whether they have that experience or not is sort of a random outcome of that person's personal history.